Bhagavan and his loving devotees. 026, title, Twisting Rukmini-ji's Toe. There was a great devotee named Sri Haripal, who was a Brahmin and always engaged in serving devotees with all his wealth. However, after some time, he ran out of money, started borrowing from the market to continue serving devotees. Eventually, he ran up a very, very big debt in the market with the businessmen. So people stopped giving him loans. So in order to serve the Vaishnavas, he became a thief. But he never robbed anyone who was a devotee of the Lord. One day, a group of devotees arrived at his house, and he discussed with his wife, how can we serve them because we have nothing? So they sat down and started meditating on Lord Krishna. Meanwhile, Krishna in Dwarka could understand the anxiety of his devotee, Sri Haripal. So then Rukmini and Dwarkanath, dressed as rich businessmen with valuable clothing and ornaments, they went to the house of Sri Haripal, Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Rukmini, disguised as wealthy Baniyats. Sri Krishna told Sri Haripal, we have to go to such and such village and there is so much danger on the way. If someone can go with us, we will pay him for his labor. Sri Haripal replied, I have guests at home, so please pay me my salary in advance. Bhagavan, disguised as a Baniya, gave him the requested money, and Haripal gave it to his wife and served the devotees. Then Sri Haripal led these two, quote, businessmen through the jungle. While he was walking, he noticed that they were very, very wealthy. Gold rings and bangles and so many things. And he had a principle that he would never rob or steal from any devotees of the Lord. So as he inspected this wealthy businessman couple that he was escorting through the forest, he noticed that they had no tulsi kanti or tilak, and nor were they chanting or behaving like Vaishnavas, but they were covered with gold and jewels. So Sri Haripal considered in his mind, oh, they're so wealthy. If I rob them, when they go home, they will have so much more wealth. So he decided to rob them. He stopped them and said, listen, give me everything you have in order to serve the devotees. Take off all your rings and bangles and earrings and give them to me. Then the rich businessman couple took off everything without hesitation and gave it all to Sri Haripal. Rukmini, disguised as a Baniya's wife, had one golden toe ring that she could not remove. It was so tightly fixed on her toe. So Sri Haripal bent down and tried to take off the ring by twisting her toe. And Rukmini said, you're very cruel. If you keep twisting my toe like that, it will break. So let me keep the toe ring. And Sri Haripal said, those disguised Baniyas, how can I leave it? With this toe ring, I can feed even more devotees. It is for this that I engage in this kind of work. Hearing about his devotion for serving saintly persons, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and Rukmini Devi revealed their real identities to their devotees. And then Dwarkadish embraced his great devotee Sri Haripal and blessed him. May you be the best of all my devotees. Sri Haripal ki jai. Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Thus ends the story of twisting Rukmini's toe.